Hello, and welcome to the Chronicles of a Dreamworker, a podcast dedicated to exploring and sharing the stories of what happens on the other side when we close our eyes. I'm your host and creator, Katie Thompson. I'm a lifelong intuitive and creative storyteller. I'm also a dreamworker. In this episode, I want to talk about the journey to discovering what kind of dream work one does. From my experiences, I've seen that there are so many different ways to engage or work within the dream consciousness. I first became aware of this concept from another intuitive, Samantha Fay. In her book, All About Dreams and Astral Projection, The Awake Dreamer, which I highly recommend, and on her podcast, Samantha shares a great deal of resources and expertise in working within the dream realm. It wasn't until hearing Samantha's journey as a dreamworking intuitive that I was able to identify that something similar was happening with me. I also think that the work that we do in the dream consciousness is closely tied to what we do here in the waking consciousness as well. Different experiences have taught us different things, and I believe that we work together in our dreams to help each other out, as well as with our guides and guardians. Someone who does intuitive work here is very likely to have similar sensitivities in the dream realm. Others who work in professions such as healthcare or caregiving may do the same in their dreams. I also believe that you can change the type of work you do over time and necessity. The world may really need one skill from you at one point, and you may be able to offer a different one at another. I also believe that those of us who do this type of work generally come together to provide spiritual support in times of great upheaval or turmoil throughout the world. I often have dreams of major world events as they are occurring, only to wake and find that my dreams were real. This ability has also transferred into my own personal life as well. I often dream of pretty serious news regarding family or loved ones as it's happening, only to wake and receive confirmation. For me, my journey to discovering my work really began with repetition. I would have what I thought was the same dream every night. I would be leaving a school or a building, trying to find my way back to what I recognized as this waking realm. Over time, I also realized I had the ability to change things every night. It was the same dream every night for years, but it actually wasn't. I could change things, make choices. I actually discussed these dreams with another intuitive who also happens to work with Samantha Fay, the lovely Denise Carell. Denise and Samantha are really both so wonderful, and they co-host one of my favorite longtime podcasts on all things intuitive called Enlightened Empaths. After speaking with Denise, I concluded that Spirit was showing me that every night I have a choice to make my own path in both my dreams and here in the waking realm. I was also able to identify symbols such as the school imagery. It could be from my attending a spirit school in my dreams or even being an instructor and helping others do their work. From there, I also noted other physical things that seemed to happen repeatedly with these dreams. I would wake up exhausted, covered in sweat, and despite dreaming deeply, it would always be a fitful rest. As time has passed, things have changed, and I've learned so much more about myself and the dream realm over the years. Throughout this time, Spirit has shown me how different things work within other realms, where my place is within it all, and yet there is still so much that I have yet to learn. And I will admit, I am frightened at times. The work that I do in my dreams is very similar to what I've experienced here on Earth, including health problems, loss, and trauma. I believe I help others through their hard times while I sleep. That being said, I do see and experience some things I couldn't comprehend in this waking life. I do believe I purposefully forget some of what I do in my sleep, or perhaps I am protected by spirit in a way as to not traumatize myself in this waking life. I will often come to in my dreams in inexplicable situations. And this episode's dream narrative is intense, and it's about how I started to figure out the type of work that I do within the dream realm. Please enjoy this week's dream narrative. It is dark. The lights of buildings shine down on the wet sidewalk as I walk past. I hurry my pace to a near run despite being barefoot. I frantically look behind me to see how far away he is. I don't think he means any harm, but given my current state and lack of memory, I can't be sure. It's not my desire to find out either. I've got to go where I can't be followed. I see him. He locks eyes with me through the pouring rain and turns intently towards my direction. The warm light of my building beckons just in time as the sliding glass doors open automatically upon my approach. I walk in quickly and they close behind me. I hear a thud. I stop and slowly turn to see him pressed against the closed glass doors. His bright blonde hair is soaking wet and his fists bang against the glass. He has a hurt, confused, and angry look on his face. I'm always right to protect myself, I thought, noting that the doors did not open for him. I turn back to enter a spacious, well-lit atrium, a lobby full of bustling people. Despite the crowds, no one batted an eye at my state. My soaking wet, curly hair sopped down upon my shoulders. My clothes are torn and I have small scratches on my filthy hands and legs. I lift my mascara-smeared face as I pass the reception area and approach the busy elevator bank. Will this work? Will they let me through? It always has before, I think. I belong here, right? My shame was quickly eased by a new yet somehow familiar face. A tall, dark man dressed in a neat navy blue uniform with a cap waves me over with a gentle smile. "Hello, Mrs. Thompson," he says, welcoming me over to a set of closed bronzed elevator doors. I'm surprised because I know this man somehow, right? I feel I've seen him before, but never here, and it feels like I'm just meeting him for the first time again. Everything about this feels oddly new and familiar at the same time. "Hello, Bill," I reply, grateful for his compassion and reverence of my inherent dignity as a living being that was quite visibly in tatters at the moment. I then realized I had no idea how I knew his name. The elevator doors open. I enter and turn around to see them quickly close. "Number 11, please," I instinctively say out loud to the empty elevator car. And then I'm instantly pulled up by the force of gravity as we climb, feeling it deep within my stomach. 1, 2, 3, I count along with each floor as we pass. Finally, we reach 11, and the elevator gently stops. The doors open, and I step out onto an empty walkway surrounding the atrium in the middle. I can hear the echoes of the lobby and the floors below. I turn left and start walking towards the east end of the building. I weave through a wide curving hallway lined with large panel of red chiseled rock and the occasional door to other rooms. On my left, I pass an open seating area filled with people enjoying conversations and visits over food and activities. I keep my eyes forward in case a certain someone is there waiting to catch me as I pass by. I finally come to a large, bright window at the end of the hallway. I see a panel on the wall to my right slide back automatically as I approach. It reveals a door, and I again instinctively press my finger on the panel above the doorknob to open it. "Ooh, how I love this accessible technology," I think to myself. If only I could have it in all of my lives. I then pause to remember the liminality of my current circumstance. I won't be here forever, I know. I hope. This is a dream, after all. My stomach drops again, this time at the thought of being stuck. Here, there, or anywhere. I enter the apartment and quickly close the door behind me. With a wave of my hand, I hear the outside panel retract back over, hiding any indication that the door I had just walked through even exists. I'm exhausted as I turn to look at a bright open space. This is a home for me, I feel. On the left, beautiful glass windows span from the floor to a large curved ceiling welcoming the warm morning light approaching. I instantly feel a bit more at ease at being unseen or unperceived by anything other than the truth at the moment. I sigh and walk forward. To my right, I pass a spacious open kitchen and enter into a small adjoining living area. Then I finally turn right into the doorway to the bathroom. I turn the shower faucet on hot and take a look at myself in the mirror. I'm instantly terrified by my own reflection and the knowing that I don't know exactly what has gotten me into this state. The initial panic drains away quickly, though. I'm not terribly hurt. I'm home. At least that is the reassurance I've received since walking through the doors. I'm okay. It's okay, I think. I'm not supposed to remember everything, remember? A feeling of ease washes over me, and I'm ready to move on. I am a bedraggled mess, caked in dirt, and my clothes are shredded and stained with blood. According to my foggy memory that is already quickly faded, how did I not scare everyone in the lobby? Perhaps they know what I do, what I'm here for? I wonder what they do, I think. All I do know is I'm here now to rest, recuperate, and restore. Then I'll begin the work again. The work. I turn on the sink, cup my hands to fill them with cool water, and then I splash it on my face. I open my eyes and find myself looking up at my bedroom ceiling. What the? I say as I come to. I'm in my bed, next to my husband, in our home in the woods. I'm covered in sweat-drenched pajamas, feeling more exhausted than I did when I lay down to sleep the night before. Wait, I think to myself. If I just woke up here, but I thought I was just there. Oh, it was all a dream. The building, the room, the scratches and blood, the people. Who were they? What was I doing and why did I look like that? I tell myself it was just a dream. Or was it? That concludes this episode of Chronicles of a Dream Worker. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to hear from you and hear more about your own experiences. So drop me a message at dreamworkerchronicles@gmail.com. Be sure to like and subscribe if you're catching this on YouTube, and be sure to follow along on your favorite podcast platform. Wishing you sweet dreams. Chronicles of a Dream Worker is a Black Swamp production.